Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast featuring things to do in County Waterford in Ireland. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Marcus's recent blog post, 9 Things to Do in County Waterford, Ireland. Now, County Waterford is located on the southeast coast of the Republic of Ireland, and the county is named after the city of Waterford, said to have been founded around 900 AD by Vikings. Waterford is one of the oldest cities in Ireland, and the area has plenty to offer visitors. If you're looking for history, one of the best places to start your exploration of the region is Waterford City. The early founding of the city has left remains ranging from the Viking Age to the 18th and 19th centuries, including Christchurch Cathedral and the city wall. You could take a historic walking tour or visit one of the city's several museums. Marcus recommends checking out the newly restored Bishop's Palace, scheduled to open in June 2011, or the Viking exhibition at Reginald's Tower. Like much of Ireland, the prehistoric remnants of the Irish people are preserved today in County Waterford. The Galston Portal Tomb, as well as the Harrison Megalith Tomb, are probably the best known. Now, no trip to County Waterford could be complete without a visit to the House of Waterford Crystal. A factory tour will allow you to see the entire process from the moulding to the blowing to the final production, which allows you to appreciate the craftsmanship of this world-renowned crystal. Plus, you can get a little shopping done for souvenirs or gifts for friends and relatives back home. Now, the Sprawig Festival takes place annually on the bank summer bank holiday, which will be late July or early August. This year it's July the 29th to the 31st. It's an international street fair held in the city of Waterford. Art, music, food and a large parade dominate the weekend. Marcus also recommends that you check out the Copper Coast. This beautiful rugged coastline was designated a UNESCO Global Geopark and is the only global geopark in Ireland. There are several villages along this rugged coast, including Annstown and Boatstrand. If you're looking for a little exercise while you're in the area, why not head over to hike near the village of Kilmach Thomas? There are plenty of different routes here throughout the mountain range, where you can see the effects of the Ice Age. The highest peak reaches around 800 metres. Now, if you do decide to rent a car, you have the option of several scenic drives in County Waterford. Obviously, you can drive along the Copper Coast, and also the Comara Mountains are said to be wonderful options. Why not trace your roots at Waterford Heritage Genealogical Centre? If you've been lucky enough to trace your ancestors as coming from this region, the Genealogical Centre offers services to help you trace your family further back, lectures and even walking tours. Now, how about delighting your taste buds at the Waterford Festival of Food, which takes place in Dungarvan? There are a variety of events, some free, some requiring tickets. There are tasting events, educational and musical options. There are also fringe events hosted by local restaurants and businesses around the area. So I do hope you've enjoyed our whistle-stop tour around the beautiful area of County Waterford in Ireland. You can read the post in full, see the photos and leave a comment with your tips to do in County Waterford at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. You can also subscribe to the blog in iTunes or Audioboo so that you don't miss any of our podcasts. So thanks for listening and do join us again soon. Goodbye.